As the 2012 legislative session winds down, Governor Cuomo and lawmakers reached some agreements, including a way to more closely monitor prescription drug scripts to detect fraud and a limit on the use of tanning beds by teenagers. Anyone under 16 will be banned from visiting a tanning salon. 17-year-olds may still go with a permission slip from their parents. Blair Horner is with the American Cancer Society, which sought a ban on tanning bed use by all minors, citing links between early artificial tanning and skin cancer later in life. Horner says 14 to 16-year-olds, at least, will now be protected.
For those youngsters, the new law will provide protection from a known human carcinogen, the exposure to indoor tanning radiation. 17-year-olds will still be exposed, and we will continue to push for legislation to ban 17-year-olds from experiencing this known human carcinogen.
Cuomo and legislative leaders were working toward an agreement on how to make newly required teacher evaluations available to parents while still protecting the teacher's privacy. And they also want to act to curb cyberbullying. The governor's also pushing a package of reforms to cut down on decades of abuse of disabled people in state care with a proposed new state agency he calls the Justice Center. The measure has passed in the Senate, but Assembly Democrats say they're concerned the center would be too much under the control of Governor Cuomo and not independent enough. Michael Carey, a disabled rights advocate whose son was killed by a state developmental center worker, agrees. He says the reform package falls short of adequately protecting the disabled, and he says the Justice Center is misnamed.
It's an unjust center, and it's a name change. The governor is simply trying to make a very bad agency that's failed to protect the disabled for years, the Commission on Quality Care and Advocacy for Persons with Disabilities, or CQC for short. They're changing the name. They're shifting the same employees over, no questions asked.
Other disabled advocacy groups support the legislation. Cuomo says if lawmakers don't agree on reform of the care of the disabled by the end of session, he'll keep them in Albany in special session until they do.
It would be a tragedy, in my opinion, if this legislature tried to leave without passing this piece of legislation to protect vulnerable people. It's gone on way too long.
Any agreements will have to come by the end of the day Monday if the session is to end on Thursday. Cuomo says this time he wants to follow the legal 3-day waiting period for bills to be on public view before they are voted on. The governor was criticized after an all-night session in mid-March where the governor gave special messages of necessity for major bills to be passed, sometimes only hours after they'd been printed. Two other issues that have been popular with New Yorkers, raising the minimum wage, supported in the Assembly, and small business tax breaks, advocated by the Senate, are not likely to happen. Backers of the minimum wage held a rally at the Capitol in a last-ditch effort to gain support. But Governor Cuomo has stayed neutral on the measures. He claims philosophical differences between the two houses are too great for passage right now. Lawmakers have not ruled out returning, though, sometime in the fall, perhaps after the November elections. While there's been no open talk of a pay raise for lawmakers, who have not seen an increase since 1998, the governor and legislative leaders have not completely ruled it out. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.